In that regard, the exact data actually were recently updated at the ECHO meeting. Where are we right now on that issue of clinical research data, capecitabine versus 5-FU in the adjuvant setting, either alone or with oxaliplatin?
If you read the NCCN guidelines, you have full permission to use capecitabine and oxaliplatin in the adjuvant setting. We do have a randomized trial that shows safety, and we're expecting the outcomes of that clinical trial really at this year's ASCO, so the 2008 ASCO.
And you're talking about the
Zelox versus bolus 5-FU. So even the fundamental question of, is Zelox okay in the adjuvant setting? It's got to be. Right? Every other flavor of 5-FU has been okay with oxaliplatin, so why wouldn't Xeloda, capecitabine be okay? So I think the NCCN guidelines is okay in saying that. But then the problem really becomes dosing in the United States. You know, if you use a Q3-week dose of ox and a Q2-on-1-off of capecitabine, that's just too spicy. You know, we'd like to see the every other week dosing come out. That clinical trial in the metastatic setting is being done right now, a two-week on versus an every other week trial in combination with
Xeloda. And that's sort of the memorial kind of thing. They started talking about, Norton and all talked about that in breast cancer, 1 week on, 1 week off.
It's exactly the right way to give it, in my opinion.
Really? I mean,
it
is matches that what you do in your practice?
Pretty much,
what
yeah. Off
kind of
clinical
dosing?
Trial. So I'm not a real milligram per meter squared guy with capecitabine. So most patients, again, metastatic setting, whether it's irinotecan ox, whether it's Avastin or not, use the every other week IV, 7 days on, 7 days off of cape, somewhere around 2 gram BID, fixed dose, maybe 2,500 in a bigger person. And that dose is pretty well tolerated. An occasional patient will need to come back down to 1,500 fixed dose BID. But 2 gram BID seems to be a pretty acceptable dose.